Beginning the current daf, Masechtas Nazir, daf Lamed, begin on basic and turns mouth to begin with the Gemara, Imtim Tzoloi Mepligi. So in the Mishnah, we said it just an opinion of Rabbi Yisi. We didn't say what Rabban hold. So the question is, do they disagree or not? So not the Gemara saying Imtim Tzoloi Mepligi. If you say that they disagree, as Tzoloi Mepligi, Rabban on the ledge, Rabbi Yisi on this Allah for basic and the term, as in fact, Mishnah said Rabbi Yisi Oimer, which if you're saying just him, Mashmah Mepligi, Rabban on the ledge, sounds like Rabban disagree. So, as Tosfos quotes from the words of Gemara, "Bimtim Tzolim Pligi." If you say that they disagree, as Tosfos explains, "Rabbanon Areisha," is that going the first halacha to come? Rabbi Yisi says that Imnod B'chayav took the net during the father's lifetime. In the Megaleich, he cannot use it for his hair cutting ceremony. When Rabbanon and the Rabbanon are saying "No, the Megaleich B'chalin," you can do it in all situations, not only by the sefer, but even in the Reisha. Or as Tosfos quotes from the words of Gemara, "A sefer to come," where in the sefer, Rabbi Yisi said that the lachem Yisi took the net after his father died, Megaleich on the zizav, then he could do the hair cutting on his father's funds. When Rabbanon is saying that in Megaleich, he cannot do it, therefore he cannot do it on either one. So it's either both yeah or both not. Question is, which one do they disagree? Because Rabbi Yisi differentiated one yeah, one not. Question, which one are they disagreeing? So Gemara Tashma, as Tosfos quotes, that the Risha plegi, that they disagree on the Risha, meaning that in all situations you could use it for the hair cutting ceremony. What's the right? So the Maschot Tosfos quotes Tanya like learned the Brisa. Okay, so number what they say is Megalech Mazav that the man could cut on his hair, his father's funds. Mishayev Nazir father was a Nazir Ivrish, Abba Moisel and Zilz, the father's 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 money of my father. That's it's going to work. Mishayev Huba Abba Nazir, him and his father and Zilz, Ivrish Abba Moisel and Zilz, and father's Abba Moisel and Zilz, amazingly died. And they live in the Dovet, false in the Dovet, that's the Rabbi Disagreeing, Zeresh Megalech on the Zilzav, this you could do it on the Zilzav of his father, which that's the Rai that you see that they're disagreeing that even there it's going to work. And so it says, but most texts had it in error, and this is why he was showing that this is the appropriate gears. Next is the words of Gemara by Rabbi. Rabbi wants to know, Yesh Leishneim Bonim Zilim, someone has two sons in the Zilim. Which the Tosfos explains, Rabbi Yisi, it's specifically the case of Shinodra Acham Misabin, either they took the net after the father's death, or Rabbanon, as we explained, Gamachayavin, even with the father's alive. The question is, as we quote from the words of Gemara, Hilchzigamirla, Talacha Mishmitzina, and therefore, Velaykadin Chalukah B'Shava, it's not like we're dividing equally according to the division of how Yerusha is, and therefore, as the Gemara says, Velchadakadim Galach, meaning whoever takes the haircut first, because as Tosfos explains, Velchadakadim Zachman, whoever comes first merits in it. Or do we say that, no, it's Yerusha, and as Tosfos quotes from the words of Gemara, Palgahava, that is Palgiza Natal Chatzi, this half, this one takes, but then Natal Chatzi, this one takes, other half, come B'Shava, just like all other Yerushas. Next test master by Rava, Gosh Rabbein Atam. That's Rabbein Atam's gear, so Barish and Rabbi, the first one was Rabba. What happens if you have a case like the Gemara says, Bukhar Upashat, where one was the first one, one's a regular son? As Tosfos explains, that Zirim if they're in the Zirim. Now, what's Allah? As the Gemara, as Tosfos quotes from, Hilchas a Gemirla. So do we say it's Lachem Mishrina and as Tosfos explains, Blimin Adin, and not based on the regular law? And as Tosfos quotes, Vachal, I buy Geluch, Lefom, my Deshakal here. You're not going to do the hair cutting according to what they take. In other words, let's take 6 months. That be the shnei pshuti palgav, though, two regular sons do divide. It's not like a regular inheritance. That the firstborn takes a double portion. What the Gemara means to say is can't bring for his hair cutting according to what he would normally take, like more of a portion as it is by other assets. Or as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, maybe it is Yerusha Gemiri. Tosfos explains that's all the Chumash in there. That is Kihet, the night of Bishnaim, and Moshe, which of the carbon is Nizib, let's say. Cain Mikalech, just like he takes a double portion of the money, says, Father separate also for his carbon is Nizib, that's how he's going to do it. And says Tosfos quoting from the words of Gemara, and Timsel, and we can say, Bechulin, just like Bishnaim, oh, by Chulin. Pesha Ben Tam explains, what does that mean? Bechulin means the Amel Lash and Chulin is said in a non-Hekdash type of terminology, below Lash and Hekdash. The Amel meaning that he says, Mois Eilu Nizirus, this money should be for my Nizirus. Maybe that's where it's going to work. Avol Behekdash Loi, but Behekdash not meaning, as Tosfos explains, Eilu Amel, if he would say, how do you look carbon is Nizirus? You're mentioning Hekdash, there's no double portion. Or as Tosfos quotes from the words of Gemara, Dama Kibin Dekandle Ligalucha, Lishno, maybe since he acquired it for his hair cutting, it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, Tosfos explains, Vafel Amlik Abans Nezikos, even if it says, Abans Abans Nezikos, the Bukha Lishna Hekdash, still it's going to work. Another question Gemara had, as Tosfos quotes from the Dibra Maschel, of if Nazar Oilam Hu Nazar Stam. Let's say his father is an eternal Nazar, and he's a regular Nazar. Or as Tosfos explains, Ibchad, the other way around. So the question is, as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, Kigimir Hilchasa Bestam Nazar, when the Rudin Alachim Shuzin Bestam Nazar. So from the words of the Gemara, Tosfos says, so therefore, Matzlim Mimbaya, why couldn't the Gemara just ask if the Avivahu Nazar, if the both Nazar, because you told me the Halacha is only Bistam Nazar. So even if both are the same thing, why are you saying if one's one, one's the other? So Tosfos says, no, maybe that's obvious that you would be able to use the funds. Since they're both the same type of Nazir, it would work. Question is only if one's different to another oil. And then Taisa quotes some words of Gemara Bintam, then we can say, maybe we can say, okay, but either all the cases we mentioned up until now is that they're both tar naziros. And if Megalech Shabba Masab, yeah, maybe then even one's nazar, one's nazar, you'd be able to use the funds. But the question is, as Taisa quotes some words of Gemara, but Rabbi Asher, asked of nazar tam, maybe with nazar tar. What's if his father was a nazar tam and he's a nazar tar? Meaning, as Taisa explains, of nazar tam means to say that nitma, the father became tummy in his nazir, because the hitfish mostly tzipayim ashram. They separate funds for the birds and the ashram, which is when you become tar before you start over again. Question is, Moshe is a benayel esamoyis. What could the son add on funds? Because the kabbanis of tahara more lahavi, but at least you could use it towards the funds of the chatos elish lam nazirus tahavla. That's the question. Or in another approach, you could say ab nazir tummy means father became a tummy as a nazir, but chazav hiskel, then he started over again uman nazirus tahara, and then he counted a new nazirus of tahara. But chayiv and nitmah, since at one point he became tummy, lahavu dumid nazirus ben, it's still not the same exact as the son's nazirus lam, that he did not come tummy at all. So maybe the megalech we cannot use it. So as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, what do you say of nazatar, or the other way around? If the father was a nazatar, the hefesh mosli separate funds, and as the Gemara says, who nazar tami, and the son is a nazar tami. The Gemara's question was, Mao sheyavi haben tzipayim in amoyis shevesh avul nazirus tahara. Could the son take for birds from the funds that his father separated from the nazirus tahara or not? So the Gemara says, take a let it stand. Hadam l'gmishay amar shav. Return to you the fourth parak himself. This nazar with Tosfos. So that we begin the fifth parak beis shamai, as we quote from the words of the Mishnah. Taisa's quotes, the words are Bishami Um, they say hektish, Taisa have a hektish. An erroneous hektish is hektish. As Taisa says, the fashion was like, we're going to explain what this halacha is. Now Taisa just explains why we're quoting this halacha by him as Ephesus Nazar. Mishum de Basach, he consists subsequently on Daf Lamed Rizim Beis. Ayri ben Nazirus Betais, we're going to talk about a related topic of Nazirus Betais. So not going to honey plug it down, we pick about this machlaikis over here, and we start off with hektish Betais. Now, we're going to quote him on the flaman avul mebeis gabi mishnah adam neshlo chum mechulu. If someone took a nether and he then goes to the chum to ask about it, etc. Only besil b'sham is a besil to say the b'sham. Yeah, the moed mezeh shu hektish toys. Don't you agree in this halacha that it's erroneous hektish and therefore b'teitz b'teira be'eda that goes out to graze in the flock? Claim in other words, imkain hechem b'hektish toys to play alone. How could you say in here in our opening mishnah? Hektish b'toys is a hektish. If you agree that it's a toys and it's not hektish and goes out to graze in the flock, that's why we quote this halach over here, opening up this parak.